Hey, welcome back to the 5 Minute Strategist. So as part of our strategy, we talk a lot about resources and optimizing them. And we tend to think of resources as money, our team, and our time. And sometimes we can forget that our energy level is a resource that needs managing. It can significantly impact on your overall performance, on your well-being at work, and how well you can just stand up to the demands of being the CEO of your business. When we think about managing our energy, it's more than just getting through the day. It's more than just powering through. It's a way to maximize your productivity and make sure that you can maintain a level of high performance consistently. We need to think of energy in the same way we think of time and money. It's a limited resource. You don't simply spend all the money that comes into your bank account. You think about where it makes the most sense, where it creates the most ROI, how you can best utilize it. And so we need to do the same for all of our other resources, including our energy. We want to invest in doing the right things at the right time. When you're in tune with your energy levels, it's much easier to tackle those high value, high importance projects that are on your list. It's easier to make sound decisions, and it's easier to manage our stress levels, which in turn improves our work output, prevents burnout, helps you to feel engaged and satisfied with your work, and doesn't really compromise like your health. So it's really a foundational skill that we need to understand in order to grow our business. Unfortunately, sometimes the demands of our business aren't prepared to wait around for our energy fluctuations, whether that's through the day or if you have a monthly cycle through the month. You can find your energy dipping right when you've got a critical meeting, when you've got an important presentation, when you wish you were feeling the most alert. And in contrast, sometimes you're the most alert when you don't have anything really on your plate. And this can be incredibly frustrating and really bad for productivity because it's so demotivating. So we need to understand what sort of tasks in our remit require what sort of energy from us. If you think about tasks that are in your zone of genius, when you're working on them, they're energizing you. You can do that for hours and come out the other end feeling pumped, ready to go. But when you're pushing through a task that's outside of your zone of genius, that is going to leave you feeling drained. And the further outside your zone of genius you go, the quicker it's going to drain you. So you need to dig into that self-awareness. Understand the elements of your role that you do that are energizing in your zone of genius, not so energizing, just outside your zone of genius, and really draining very far outside your zone of genius. Left unattended, this kind of energy drain creeps into burnout really quietly, really slowly, so you barely even notice it. But that can take a serious toll, not just on your business, but on your personal life as well. So you need to be tuned into those early signs that you've been doing too many of the energy draining tasks and activities. You'll see fatigue, irritability, and inability to be productive most of the time. If you're feeling constantly drained, it's time to reassess. And we tend to think, oh, I'm really drained, I need to do less. But actually, this is as much about the type of task that you're doing as about how many you're doing and for how long. You can lose yourself for hours and hours in that flow state and come out of it ready for more. So it's not just about time. If you think about just minutes in a draining task, maybe like doing your taxes, that can feel like years. So it's not as much of a time issue as it is a type issue. Also, the flip side of burnout is bore out, which is actually when monotony leads to you just being mentally exhausted. So adding some variety into your workday where you can helps to tackle this. And if you're struggling with that at work, find those hobbies and interests outside of work that put you into that flow state, that energize you when work can't. Your long-term success hinges on how well you manage your energy reserves. It's not about going full throttle all the time. It's about understanding the ebbs and flows and pacing yourself. This is why chasing growth year after year after year, just for the sake of it, is so dangerous, not just to the business, but to you as the CEO. You need to consider your energy as a resource that needs to be rationed, that you need to distribute in a way that sustains you so that you can sustain the business.